Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Well, good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, and my co-host and partner in good, Miss Crystal Clark, is here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Crystal. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Well, there's a little chill in the air.
It is.
And that means we're getting close to the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some of us, there's, you know, football and those kind of things, but then Thanksgiving right around the corner, mm-hmm. then the holidays.
Yes, I feel like November has just flown by.
It really has. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really has. But you know, this time of year, there's a certain thing we have to look out for.
Yes, so it's that time of year. You have to be ready to protect yourself, protect your account from fraud and scammers. So this time of year, there's a lot of bad people preying on your excitement around the holidays. We know that people are excited. Their family's coming in. They're getting ready to start online shopping and going to stores. But we want to help you be prepared this holiday season and learn how to protect yourself, your account, and your credit.
Well, and we're not stepping on your joy,
mm-hmm.
right? But we are saying, you know, you need to be aware.
Be cautious.
And pay attention. And we're going to kind of go over several scam fraud type things, and hopefully we can educate our listeners a little bit about this. So when you're thinking about that holiday fraud, you know, if it's too good to be true,
it probably is too good
right.
to be true. So you just have to be very cautious and aware of suspicious online sellers. So you want to make sure yep. that you're visiting a credible website.
That's right.
Pressure
tactics to buy quickly. That's
yes.
another thing.
If somebody is pressuring you, like you have to get this deal today, you know, you might want to think about it. It may be a scam.
Yep. Yep, mm-hmm. and request for your personal information, of course.
You know, I don't think that's needed when you're purchasing something, of course, during checkout. But,
right,
you know, you
right.
just don't want to be cautious when you're giving that information out.
Yeah, and then unusual payment methods like a wire transfer, gift card. Always double check the legitimacy of the website. I knew when I wrote that wasn't going to work out. You know, you're really looking for that HTTPS
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Icon on the address bar. That's one way, but that's not going to get you everything.
Right. And I use Cash App a lot. And we were talking earlier.
Right.
And I saw this request come in, and it was like someone was asking me for $20. I do not know this person, but it showed up. And I was like, now if you mess around and click the wrong button,
yeah.
that means that you are
yeah.
sending $20 to someone, a fraudster. So even if you use those, those alternative banking apps like Cash Apps, just be careful, because a lot of fraud can happen on that as well.
Well, and we'll pull these things out as we go along, but we've all seen that delivery scam
yes.
where, you got this package, you have to click here and sign.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you haven't bought anything or it looks too good to be true,
I wouldn't even worry about it. If I know I didn't buy anything, if I get that delivery link sent to me, I don't
yep.
even worry about it.
Well, you know, this is that season, hustle and bustle, and I'm one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go out on Christmas Eve
mm-hmm.
and do my shopping. Now, that means you can get what you get.
Yeah.
Right? But that's
slim
just
pickings.
My thing. I like it. I like it.
You like the stress.
I do. I mean, I really do. I really love the hustle and bustle,
mm-hmm.
but I've never really looked at it from this frame, that
mm-hmm.
when you're excited and, you know, you can make a bad decision.
Right.
All right. Well, let's jump in. Let's talk about some key points to consider. Right?
All right.
Online shopping scams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Incredibly low prices is something you got to work out.
Yes. Because if you see a PlayStation, you know, a PlayStation might be $600. But if you go on this website and they have it for $100.
That's right.
You might want to rethink that. I remember a member came into the credit union, and it was the Nintendo Go, which was,
right.
I think that's what it's called, Nintendo Switch.
Switch.
And so, you know, they were retailing for, I think, about $400. But he found this website, and they were like $100 a piece.
Yeah.
And he ordered four of them for his nieces and never got them.
Yep.
So he had to go through the whole process. He was out that money, but then he still had to go through the whole process of doing a dispute. And then he was like, you know what? I knew this was too good to be true.
Well, and so the next one is phishing emails and texts. And that's exactly what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
where someone sends you a random text. The one you showed me today,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which folks, this is real. I mean,
yeah.
this happened earlier
it
today.
It happens daily, yeah.
You got a text from someone who you didn't necessarily know.
I did not
even
know.
Even had a little photo icon.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, hey, I'm in trouble, need money for an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
It's like, no, who is this?
I can help this person. But if you don't
and you
know
have
them,
those good-hearted people, especially around the holidays, it's like, I'm willing to help this person. But then, you know, you don't want to fall into that trap. So that's why we're doing this today.
Well, and again, so when we talk about the holiday season is prime for preying on people's emotions, mm-hmm. older people, of course, mm-hmm. you know, want to help if they can.
Help.
And just be so careful. It is, you know, again, as a financial institution, I mean, there's some things we can help you with.
Right.
But other things, there's not a thing anybody can do.
Mm-mm. So we're doing the best we can, just educating you, letting you know what's out, what kind of scams and fraud is out there.
So we talked about the fake delivery notifications.
I get that more than anything.
I really want to click that link,
please.
Too. I'm serious. I'm like, oh, yes,
lock
yes,
up your phone.
Please, send it to me. Because, you know, I'm of the generation, we're waiting on Ed McMahon mm-hmm. to show up with that $1 million,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, he never did.
Nope.
That's one reason he's gone. Cut him off the list. Then gift card scams.
And
this
yes.
is something educating me a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Pay with gift cards. So the scammer will say, yeah, you can do this. You're going to get this price, but use a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
That's suspect.
A lot of times they're just taking that number and using it for their will. And another
right.
thing about gift cards is when you purchase them, you want to make sure that they're secure. So a lot
right.
of times you can walk into a store and the gift cards are in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
I want my members and the community just to be a little bit more aware. You might want to try to purchase some secured gift cards,
right.
some that are behind the counter, so you know they haven't been tampered with.
From us, right?
Mm-hmm.
From
yeah. We offer we offer gift cards and reloadable cards at First Mississippi. So that can be a good way to, if you want to teach your teen, you know, the responsibility of managing their money without a checking account at the moment. You can also use that option, but you can use a gift card for anything. And these are secured gift cards.
Well, I tell you what, that's a good spot to take a quick break. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. We get back, we're going to talk more about scams and holiday fraud. Not frogs,
mm-hmm.
fraud.
Fraud.
Stay with us. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, your power is your money. We've been empowering this community for over 50 years by being there for our members. We're a trusted friend, a member of the family, someone who has your back when it comes to money. Our goal is to make the lives of our members better by giving them the skills to be in control of their financial future and the tools to make that future bright. First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, let us show you what your money can do. Yes, credit unions can do that. All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm here with my partner, Crystal Clark. I'm going to get you theme music.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got to figure out what it is.
Okay. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Every time you say my name, I want something to play.
Yeah, it's probably going to be One Direction or something like that. I'll work on that. So, you know, we've been talking about fraud
mm-hmm.
around the holiday season, and we've got a few more tips we want to go through. So let's jump back into this topic. Using the concepts that the Ramsey Foundation has provided when we do our workshops and
mm-hmm.
our financial literacy, you know, there's a big element of save and give.
Right.
In my opinion, you know, let's wait till you are ready. But saving can be a very small scale.
Right.
And giving can also
mm-hmm.
Be a very small scale. You don't have to, you know, break the bank. But it is a discipline that they want you to learn.
Right.
And I see the value there. But then the four walls,
mm-hmm.
you know, food, shelter, transportation, and utilities. Those are the things you have to get first.
Yes.
And you know, this is where your favorite thing comes in. We've laid all that out. Budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll budget from there, right? So let's talk about after you've gotten that
mm-hmm.
and you're ready to go shopping, let's talk about some kind of things that we need to be aware of.
So scams.
You mean charity scams?
Yes.
Okay. So enlighten me on this.
So charity scams. So, you know, it's the holiday season. You may see different charities out asking for donations.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure that these are credible charities. You know, someone can just make up a charity and say, hey, I need this for this group, and it is not legitimate.
That's right.
So you want to be careful. You know, people like to play on your heartstrings.
Yeah, they do.
And, you know, the holiday seasons, you want to give, you want to help, you want to be, you know, Christian-like.
Yes, absolutely. And be the best you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But just be careful, you know. You may want to do your research before you give to a charity.
Well, and if you have a charity that is a pet charity for you, then, you know, and you've donated before and you feel good, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a good policy. Try to, you know, donate locally.
Right.
Like, have tons of great organizations like Hope Village for Children, United Way, just some of my folks that we partner with. But you know that that money is going to go to the cause.
Right.
Right. Then social media scams, those two things will fold together. They can be giveaways.
Right.
Right. You just have to be vigilant and really try to make sure that you don't fall for it.
Yeah, and those giveaways, you know, they sound good. It's like, okay, you have to register here. Give me all of your information, and we'll give this away on that date. And sometimes you're like, okay, I'm here. I don't see anything, announcement being made. That just means you just released your information to someone that you don't know who that is and what they're going to do with that information.
So when we talk about credit card fraud, give me some examples of where those things might happen. I mean, can people just grab your number?
People can, when you're making purchases, people can copy your, you know, with a credit card, you don't necessarily need a PIN. All you need is those numbers, you know, to make those transactions go through. So you want to make sure that you're safeguarding your information when you're out here shopping. It could be a lot of people around you. You can also add it to your wallet. That's another safe way to, you know, to just tap your card and keep going, but
it just gives you another level of encryption, right?
And check your credit card statements. You know, make sure that you're on top of that. So anything that happens, you could be on top of it, and you don't have to wait 30 days or the month after that to catch it.
You know, and then identity theft as a whole is what we're talking about. But, you know, be careful about sharing your personal information online, especially when you're using a public Wi-Fi.
That's important.
And that's really easy. So credit cards, I want to go back for a split second talking about skimmers. It's a device that goes on top of, say, an ATM or a gas pump or whatever. So just take a look at what you're about to do when you go to put your card in. Just check it out. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple. And it's not foolproof. You're going to run into problems every once in a while. But
I do like most credit cards, you know, you can also dispute things, and it's not messing with your direct account. So if you're using your credit card to shop and you do notice that fraud, you do have a way to dispute those things. So that's like that, without it messing with your money that you may have for bills or necessities.
Okay. Well, all right. So let's, you know, if nothing else, we're saying be extra careful, be vigilant, you know, and again, that's true when you're out, you know, in the public, and believe me, I'll be the first one to tell you that, you know, downtown Meridian is about as safe and secure as you're going to get. I know to the contrary, there are a lot of rumors out there, but honestly, our police department and city do a great job. The downtown core, much like bigger cities, is going to be safe. But you still have to take your own personal responsibility.
And be aware of your surroundings.
So, okay, if I suspect fraud, what should I do?
If you suspect fraud, you should not engage. So do not give them any more information that they already have. You can verify the information. So always double check with the company directly before providing any personal information. And use secure payment methods.
Well, and if you get an email, for example, and some of the language in the email seems unusual or badly written, right there, you know, don't click.
Just back out.
So if a deal seems too good, right, it is.
It's too good to be true.
So verify that information. We're talking about that. And use a secure payment method. A credit card with fraud protection features is a big deal.
Come see us at First Mississippi. We offer these credit cards.
I didn't even pitch that to her. She just that just came out. But, you know, this is a common theme in our world. Being aware in a lot of ways is your first step. We've been preaching this for a while. You know, come by the credit union and or any of our credit union partners and do a financial checkup.
Make sure everything's legit. Make sure you don't have anything popping up on your credit report that you're unaware of. Just make sure your information is correct, because if we see something, we have a way to contact you.
Well, it makes perfect sense. I mean, I again, making sure the people, your contact information is correct, your phone numbers are correct, your address is correct. Those are the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
Really. All right, so, okay. Several benefits to doing that checkup we've already talked about, but monitoring your accounts. This is something you preach to me all the time. Yes. I don't know why I'm all preachy today.
Well, I'm preaching to everybody today. Monitor your accounts. Check your checking account. Check your savings account. Check your credit card. That's the only way that you're going to be able to be ahead of the game. So if something is happening on those accounts, instead of waiting 30 days when that next statement come out, you can the next day, you know, you can be proactive and act on those things and dispute it and handle it. So it won't ruin your Christmas or your holiday spirit.
That's right. And, you know, being aware of the situation, you know, managing your accounts properly. And then if you suspect something, report it.
That's right.
And the credit card company that, you know, the vendor you're getting that card from, mm-hmm. or your financial institution like First Mississippi, we're there for you.
Yes.
And this is the kind of place where we want to give you solid, sound advice and really try to help. And, you know, with technology, mm-hmm. which makes things so much more immediate mm-hmm. and easy. But now you just mentioned one thing. So putting your funds into a wallet, mm-hmm. Like Apple Pay.
I love Apple Pay.
Some other way that there's going to be some protection.
Mm-hmm.
So your funds go in there, and then that's how you
have to pull out that debit card or a credit card. It's that information is already stored on your phone, but also protect your wallet. So make sure that it's locked. Mine's locked with my facial features. So you just can't say, oh, yeah, I can just go and tap her card. No, it has to be unlocked with a code.
Now, does your phone say, do you know Crystal Clark? Do you work with Crystal Clark?
Are you Crystal? Who is
this? Because that's what I get. I mean, I'm just trying to go out here to Walmart, and people come up to me and say, you work at First Mississippi. Do you know Crystal Clark? And I'm like,
what do you say?
Yes, sir. I do. I said, yes. You know, I try to take credit for you.
As I should.
But nobody believes that. They're like, who's this old guy? And how would he know Crystal Clark?
Right.
Well, and again, okay, report fraud. If you believe you've been a victim, mm-hmm. be proactive.
Be proactive.
Because guess what? If you're not a victim, you're still ahead of the game.
And I want to say this too. It could be as little as $2 or $5. If you see that on your transaction, don't think about it. Oh, that's nothing. They're just testing your account. So
yes.
They're testing to see how much bigger can I get with these dollar amounts.
Well,
if the $2 and the $5 went through, I might want to try it for $100.
That's right.
So it just gets bigger and bigger.
You can't get a cup of coffee
right.
for $2.
Mm-hmm.
I had this happen to me this week.
Mm-hmm.
I had a card, showed a $2.95, and it had groups of letters that looked like it was something,
mm-hmm.
but
you can't tell what it was.
I couldn't tell what it was. There's also a number to call.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to call that, but it was after 5. But again, you know, it turned out to be a service charge
mm-hmm.
on the card. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt so much better.
Yeah.
Going
they start
out
off with
after
those
it.
Small, minor amounts that they're like, oh, they're not going to pay attention.
Well, they just want
to
see if, you know, they hit your account, if you close the account, change something.
Is it active?
Redo the passwords.
Mm-hmm.
It's phishing, but phishing for a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're really just trying to get you to react. So, all right, well, let's take our second break here. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money with the coolest team in radio.
I like
Crystal
it.
Clark. Yeah, we're going to work on that. We got to get some theme music too. All right, you're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, your power is your money. We've been empowering this community for over 50 years by being there for our members. We're a trusted friend, a member of the family, someone who has your back when it comes to money. Our goal is to make the lives of our members better by giving them the skills to be in control of their financial future and the tools to make that future bright. First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, let us show you what your money can do. Yes, credit unions can do that. Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan. My partner here, Miss Crystal Clark. You know, she's the best part of my day.
Aww.
And I'm glad I get to share her with all of you. But, you know, stop by the credit union. Meet her.
Yeah. Come see me.
I've got a signed 8x10, you know, that I'll sell you for $5.
Oh, wow. Five?
I'm just trying. Okay.
I got to go higher.
Higher? Well, it's not costing me anything. All right. No, I'm sorry, folks. We lost it there for a split second. But you know, Your Power, Your Money is all about taking control of your money life. And what we're talking about now is fraud during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
The hustle and bustle, you know, you might be feeling, you know, kind of emotional.
Right.
I mean, if you see that dog commercial with Willie Nelson singing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to give him money. I really do. But fraudsters and scammers are always on the prowl. And experts say fraud attempts increase about 30%, almost half, in that holiday season. And it's all of the things we just mentioned.
Yes. So while you're taking advantage of holiday shopping deals, fraudsters are looking to take advantage of you, to steal your identity, and to run up charges on your account.
All right. Well, let's kind of go over some of the things we've talked about. There may be a few things that are different here. Keep a close eye on your transaction history. And that is probably multiple places, too.
Yes.
Right? Wherever you're making a transaction,
your
credit card.
Come see us at First Mississippi so we can help you download our free mobile banking app. That way, anytime that you swipe that card, you can pull it up on your phone right there and you can see that transaction go through, pending, and clearing. So you can see everything that's going on. Come see our member service reps and we can help you download that app.
And so we've talked about this. Go mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Use Apple Pay, Google Pay. Load that money to your wallet.
Yes.
You know, for example, my wife has forbid-elated me to, that's the double secret kind of forbid, to buy anything else on Temu.
I can believe it.
And
thank you.
Okay, I bought a few things. Fine.
Okay.
Fine. But, you know, basically until, and she knows I'll never do it, I get a prepaid card and put something up there that doesn't expose my whole, you know.
It's not linked directly to your checking account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So little things like that. And again, we can help you with those things.
We can.
And then ask yourself if the site you're on is legit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that not everybody is as internet or tech savvy. The main thing on a website, you want to make sure it's secured with that HTTPS in the address. And then just make sure all of your information is updated at your banking institution. So you've at least got another level of security there.
Yeah. And if you're using like your personal computers or laptops, make sure your antivirus software is up to date as well.
Now, I know verify that site security is what we just talked about, but this is a biggie for you. Set account alerts.
Yes.
So that's using the technology to help you.
Mm-hmm. So you can set alerts, and especially like on your credit card, and you can also set credit alerts as well when your credit changes.
Yeah.
So if you know if you have something suspicious going on there, you can get alerts. You can get alerts on your account if it reaches a certain balance or go below a certain balance, or if transactions coming in or going out. You know, that's easy. It alert will come to your phone or email. Easy way for you to keep up with your
account. Again, it's awareness, right? I mean, if you're engaged and you're checked in, you're going to see these things. For instance, if you're using our online mobile banking or online banking, you can see your credit score right there. And, you know, that just in and of itself is a great way to understand where you've been, where you're going. But by setting up alerts, if something changes with that, you're going to get notification.
Right.
All right. Well, I might get you to help me with that. So, all right. Understand your credit card fraud protection. So let's talk about that. You know a little bit more than I do.
Yes. Many credit cards offer something called zero liability, which applies to purchases made in the store, over the phone, online, or on your mobile device. So that means that you're not liable for any fraudulent transactions. And with our credit cards, we do have a mobile app, or you can use the online, you can go to the online website. And if you see a transaction like, hey, I didn't do this, or I don't know what this is, you can dispute it right there on that app.
That's right. And, you know,
and that just gives you a sense of peace as well, because you know that it could have been for $200. You know, that's $200 that has not removed out of your checking account that you may have needed. It's on this credit card that gives you zero liability.
So our next topic here is protect your PIN.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you're telling me that 1234
it's not
or
a good
0000 zero is probably bad.
Mm-hmm.
So protecting your PIN, I mean, tell me about that. There's a couple of different things there.
So pay attention to your surroundings when you're using your credit card or debit card. In public, the best way to protect your PIN is to shield the keypad. So, you know, when you're up there at the keypad, you can shield it with your hands. And again, watch your surroundings. Make sure people are not just right up on you when you're checking out. Give me a little space when I'm when I'm making my purchases.
Awareness is your friend.
And so, also, like when you're using at the, like you said about the skimming devices that are on ATMs and at the gas stations, a little trick that I learned is that when you go up to it, if you wiggle it and it moves a little bit, you may not want to use that one.
Yeah, that one's probably a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and again, on the PIN topic, it's hard for an old man out here to remember 67 different pens.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a certain equation I use in my head, and okay. I vary it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I always know that I'm in that category. So, I mean, that's just one way I've had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about those delivery scams, and I'm serious. I really want to click that link.
Don't click
it. I just feel like there's a bunch of money that,
mm-mm.
once again, Ed McMahon,
mm-hmm.
I'm calling you out, son. It never showed up. So only use gift cards as gift.
Hmm.
You know, they make convenient gifts, of course, but
right.
it's really not the way to pay your bills.
No.
And I mean, you know, other than cash or a debit card, you know, some people do use, you know, counter checks or what's the other way that, money orders.
Money orders.
I'll get it in a second. You know, that's not necessarily the way I do it, but frankly, you know, not the worst idea.
Yeah. And you just want to make sure that when you're purchasing your gift card, again, I always push for, you know, go for the ones that's secure, that's maybe behind the counter, but make sure that it hasn't been tampered with. Make sure it's not torn or look like it's been used. That's just the extra layer of protection when you're purchasing gift cards. I think gift cards are a good option. You just have to be careful with them.
Well, you know, check to make sure any gift card you purchase hasn't already been opened.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really great tip there, not at the front door, but in the, you know, either at the counters or secured mm-hmm. in the store. Good idea.
Or come to First Mississippi.
Yep. That's a great idea as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can come see us in Meridian or in Quitman,
mm-hmm.
two locations there, or really any of our credit union partners, Meridian Mutual.
Yeah.
Good friends and good partners, and we all work together really, really well. So the bottom line, folks, you know, the holidays are coming. Watch out for scams. Be, you know, aware
mm-hmm.
and a little bit, you know, a little bit of caution will go a long way.
Yes, it will.
Well, all right. I think that's going to do. We may have to do this topic again
because
mm-hmm. we just bowled through 30 or 40 different things, and we may want to do this again.
It's so much with scams.
It's fraud. And again, this time of year, I mean, those folks are going to prey on folks
mm-hmm.
When their emotions are high or, you know, time to make a bad decision. So, well, all right. That's it for today on Your Power, Your Money. Thank you for joining us. Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about you taking control of your money life. You can find us right here on Super Talk 103.3 at 9:06 a.m. every Friday morning here on Super Talk Meridian. Crystal, thank you for all your help today, making me a little smarter. Listening to Your Power, Your Money. We'll see you next week.
Mississippi Media Production.